In May of 1969, Jim McLuhan was a 23-year-old Army medic serving in Vietnam. During the fierce battle for Nguyen Hill, he repeatedly returned to the kill zone and rescued wounded soldiers, even though he himself was wounded. McLuhan refused to evacuate to safety. In the end, he saved the lives of 10 soldiers and a Vietnamese interpreter. Now, 48 years later, President Trump will give McLuhan the Medal of Honor at the White House. Jim McLuhan, congratulations, and take us back to after you were first drafted, when you got to Vietnam, 1969. Your first day was a wild one. What happened?
Well, yeah, we hit an ambush the very first day, so I was really initiated right into it. I had several injuries and actually shot my first enemy soldier that day, which was real shocking for me. Hard to explain that one, but I'm sure you can understand. I got initiated real quickly, and we brought in medevacs and got everybody prepared, got them on a helicopter and got them out of there. Plus, I realize now I was in a war zone. There's a possibility I could be killed.
You were in the heat of a war zone when you and C Company were assigned to the Battle of Nguyen Hill. What was the significance of that battle in that place?
Well, we were first told that we were going to be a blocking force and that a track unit was going to come over that hill, that Nguyen Hill, and flush out the enemy. The big factor was in our CO, which is our company commander, pointed out to the battalion commander that this was a flawed mission because no forward observers had been sent into that area to see how many enemy soldiers were actually on that hill. So here we are coming into an area blindfolded, so to speak.
The hill was called a hot LZ, which means the first minute you got there, you were fired on.
Yeah, the area that we were dropped in was called a hot LZ, and for those listening, that means landing zone. When that happens, they will not land those helicopters. We jumped out from about 10 feet up in the air so that they could get out of there quickly and not get shot down, but we did have two helicopters shot down.
So you were one of only two medics among 89 men from Charlie Company going up against what turned out to be about 2,000 or more enemy soldiers in this Battle of Nguyen Hill. Can you describe what happened? And this is a battle, we should say, that lasted for a couple of days.
Yeah, 48 hours, correct. We got there in the morning, the 13th, and by the morning of the 15th, they had moved out. And because of the heavy support units that we had, they were chased out. But by the second day, we're down to two medics. And then Dan Shea, who was the other medic, he was the medic for 1st Platoon. I was the medic for 2nd Platoon. And about his fourth or fifth trip out, he was mortally wounded. And so I brought him in, and now I knew I was the only medic left. And I had refused the day before, by the way, to get on a helicopter. I refused to get on because I knew that they were going to need me. I got close enough to Hill to see, like, lava coming down off of that hill from a distance. That's how many people were on that hill. And so now I knew Dan had been killed, that now I had made the right decision to stay because now I was the only medic left to do that job.
During the battle, as you say, you were struck by shrapnel from a rocket-propelled grenade while you were helping two soldiers get out of the line of fire. Again, you refused to evacuate, and this happened, I think, three times, that you were bloodied, you were in pain, but you kept going. If you can describe what you remember about that feeling and the need to keep going and what you were going for, what you were trying to accomplish.
Well, my father had a factor in this, and athletics had a factor in this. My father told me if I had a job to do, don't do it halfway and make sure you do it to the end until it's completed. The other factor would be the athletics, where I not only was it great that I was in good physical shape, but the mental discipline that I learned from those sports, I was allowed to focus and knew how to focus on what I what I had to do. Was I scared? Sure. I mean, I'm in a situation where I could die at any moment. But you had to keep your mind on what you were doing and evaluate the situation, how the wounds were, and then treat them and get them to safety as soon as possible.
What do you remember about the one particular moment when you were trying to save two other soldiers and you were exposed? And by the way, you had no weapons on you at this time, neither did they. And there were two North Vietnamese who were there who were armed. You were pretty much eye to eye to them. Is that correct?
Yeah. Once I got up on the hill, and that's when I got hit going towards the two gentlemen who were on a berm. I came out of a trench line and onto the berm. And they were pretty much scared. They were with a front squad that ran into the ambush. So I dragged them across the top of the berm and into the trench line. And I had given up my weapon because I knew I was going to need both of my hands no matter what it was that I would find once I got there. So I got into the trench line, and my two machine gunners had already started to retreat. But I looked up on top of that berm, and there was two North Vietnamese soldiers with AK-47s, and they were staring me right in the eye. I looked them straight in the eye, and they looked me straight in the eye, and I told the two gentlemen that I'd dragged into the trench line to follow me. One of them went the wrong way and became a prisoner of war, and the other one did not follow fast enough, and he was shot. So
It was the next day that Dan Shea, who you mentioned, the only other medic in the unit, was killed. You had to drag mm-hmm. his body back.
Yeah, we brought him back in.
Can't imagine what that must have been like. But when you look back on it now, I wonder, what you think about in a situation like that, who lives and who dies. This is what all veterans face.
Yeah, all veterans wonder, why did they have to die and I didn't? And of course, as Ronald Reagan had said many years ago, that they really lost two lives. They lost the one that they were leading at the time and the one that they never were able to have. Just a brief moment, it's like, oh, wow, I wonder what their mom and dad is going to, how they're going to feel when they find out. But it's just a brief thought, you know, and then it's back to focusing on, I need to get him in. I don't need to be killed, too. I'm the only medic left, so I better get him in.
After you left, first you got transferred to a hospital in Vietnam, the main hospital. Mm-hmm. And after you left, you returned to a career of teaching sociology, psychology, coaching, football, basketball, wrestling in your mm-hmm. home state of Michigan. Mm-hmm. I wonder how your experience in the military prepared you for that and guided you through it.
Oh, it had a great deal to do with it, because now I had been into a situation where it was life and death, and I knew that I had to prepare these young men and in classroom young men and young women for whatever Vietnam they would have to face. You see, we all face our own Vietnam. Maybe it's losing a friend. Maybe it's having parents divorced. Maybe it's losing a job or your home burns down. Whatever it is, everyone will face their own Vietnam. And I had faced mine, and I wanted them to be prepared to face whatever Vietnam it was they would face.
I know that there are a lot of people who owe their lives to you, I mean literally owe their lives to you, and are grateful for what you did. Do you feel in some way grateful yourself for having had the experience?
Well, people have asked me, would you go to war again if you were asked to go to war? And I tell them this, no one wants to go to war. But had I not gone to Vietnam, I would have never met some of the bravest, most courageous, most kind, loving people that I've ever met in my life. And this weekend is going to be great to be with them. We don't have to get back into the perimeter. We don't have to shoot at anybody and nobody shooting at us. And I sharing this particular award, and I'm only the caretaker of this award for all of the 89 men that went into that battle, whether they came out or they didn't come out. So it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and it's something that's surreal.
Jim McLuhan is a veteran of the Vietnam War, former Army medic. He will be receiving the Medal of Honor Monday for helping to save the lives of 10 fellow soldiers and a Vietnamese interpreter in a battle in Vietnam in 1969. Jim, thank you.
Well, thank you so much.